Students across the country are going back to school, and they're heading into classrooms led by teachers who are generally younger and less experienced than in generations past. Kansas City may be at the forefront of this trend. A recent survey by the Department of Education found that Missouri and Kansas have two of the youngest teacher workforces in the U.S. Kyle Palmer of Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City takes us to one school.
I hope so, too.
At Lee A. Tolbert Community Academy, a charter school in Kansas City, first-year teacher Rachel Foster is getting advice from her veteran colleagues.
Any kind of positive emotion.
At all.
I feel very confident and comfortable, so I'm not too worried.
Rachel is the newest member of Tolbert's first-grade team. Fresh out of college and a Teach for America recruit, she is well aware of how her youth may affect her students.
You're going into a classroom full of children who have experiences that you don't understand or you don't know right off the bat. Families that could accept you or could not accept you. I want them to know that I'm there with honest intentions.
Rachel is ambitious, passionate about social justice, and not sure if teaching will be a lifelong career. That, in many ways, is the opposite of Rachel's most senior colleague at Tolbert, her mother.
Golly, it's such an ego boost to teach. I think it's the best profession there is.
Lisa Foster is a reading specialist at Tolbert. This is her 33rd year in teaching. Her classroom is right next door to her daughter's.
We are amusing a lot of people, I believe.
Lisa got into teaching, she says, because it allowed her to stay close to home and raise a family. She still has an infectious enthusiasm for the job, but admits Rachel is going to have to forge her own path.
I'll be very careful not to put on my mom hat too much. So it's going to be a delicate balance, I think.
This generational shift is becoming more prevalent in schools around Kansas City. Nearly 30% of teachers around the region are in their first 5 years on the job. In comparison, when Lisa was Rachel's age, new teachers made up fewer than 10% of all educators. What many education experts and school districts around Kansas City want to do is take young teachers like Rachel and support, train, and encourage them to have careers like Lisa's. But that has proven difficult.
Of the hundreds and hundreds of pre-service teachers I've worked with, it's few who stay in teaching more than a couple years.
Heidi Hallman, an education professor at the University of Kansas, calls young teachers of Rachel's generation shapeshifters. She says they easily adapt to changes in schools and are comfortable dealing with a diversifying student body. But
the bad side of shapeshifting is that teaching, I think, is not often perceived of as a lifelong career or commitment to a lot of young people.
The American Federation of Teachers, one of the largest teachers unions in the country, conducted a survey a few years ago that showed teachers under 30 left teaching at a 50% higher rate than previous generations. Some veteran educators say this type of movement may be due to factors beyond the schoolhouse. Paul Stewie has nearly 40 years' experience in Kansas classrooms. His state has recently cut school budgets and curtailed teacher job protections.
There are a lot of other opportunities for young people to go into. And if politicians are going to pay lip service to teaching, but really not support it economically, like in the state of Kansas, that's creating a lot of consternation among teachers.
But this issue of dealing with outside pressures and expectations is an urgent one for districts beyond Kansas. In Raytown Public Schools in Missouri, more than 40% of teachers have less than 5 years on the job. Marlene DeVilbiss, the district director of human resources, says teachers now are expected to get results in their first year.
So if I have a brand new teacher and I have an experienced teacher, to me, the students should all receive the same quality and level of education.
Because of those expectations, DeVilbiss says young teachers should know what they're getting into before they step foot in a classroom.
It's a hard job. It's a very professional job that takes a lot of dedication. And truly, they have to have a passion for it.
So we're going to have some guys.
Back at Tolbert Academy, first-year teacher Rachel Foster is getting her room together with more guidance from her mother, Lisa.
Over here, we're going to have a listening center.
Rachel seems to have the passion needed to support a long career.
I'm hoping to break down walls and really push my students to do exactly what they want to do and give them the resources to get them to their goals.
And while Rachel is the new teacher, in true mom fashion, Lisa appears to be the nervous one.
Obviously, I'm anxious to see her as an adult with students. That's very exciting to see. I'm going to have to be careful not to intrude. Rachel, did you do this today? I'm going to have to be careful with that.
Of course, with teachers getting younger, facing a profession getting more challenging, Lisa Foster's watchful eye on her daughter may be exactly what many schools want. For Here and Now, I'm Kyle Palmer.